Aloha.
Aloha.
Boy, you sound like a bunch of natives out there. Aloha and welcome. To start off the program as we normally do, I like to do what is called an oli, a mele oli, or a ancient Hawaiian greeting. This one is called kunihi. And it is done in a very different style. With the oli, there's not too many different keys. Usually 2, 3, maybe 4. Which is different than playing with the instrument. And it's, this style is called EAE, because they go, every different halau or school have their different styles. My family, there's 4 kumuhula greats, and I learned from all 4 of my aunties. And even among the family, there's different styles. So when I did it one way, my other auntie would tell me, "You're wrong. Do this way." So let me start off with our greeting, as we normally do in the islands. Ku nihi ka mauna I ka la e o vai ali ali huki ae la I ka lane ka papa a wai o ka vai ki ni. Ala I ia e la e no no nalo kai puha a ka laula mau ka okupae. Mai paa I ka leo, he ole, ka he mai e. Ku nihi ka mauna I ka lae e o vai ale ale huki a e lai ka lani ka papa a wai o ka vai kini. A lae I a e lae no no nalo kai puha a ka lau la mau ka upa e. Mai paa I ka leo, he ole, ka he mai e. Thank you. Aloha means we welcome you. It means more than words can say. Aloha means good luck to you until we meet again. It's just like a love song with its haunting sweet refrain. Bring you joy, bring you pain. Aloha means goodbye to you until we meet again. Until we meet again. Mahalo nui. We'd like to bring out Kalei Nani. She's a professional hula dancer. She's been dancing for quite a few years. She's my alakai, my assistant, and she will be taking over our pahu drum you see up there. That's the pahu drum for our halau or our school. That's hers, and now she'll be taking over the training in hula. She liked to do a song. It's a popular song. It's one of the standards in Hawaiian hula. All hula dancers should learn. It's called Po Lai'ilai. Po means night. Lai'ilai means bright or twinkle light. But this is about the moon over the water. And it also mentioned pua, which is flower. Whenever you hear the word pua, it can be taken two ways. Either flower or sweetheart, a girl. A lot of guys said, Pua ui, they're talking about the girlfriend. Ui means beautiful. And pua normally means flower, but Hawaiians have what they call kauna, which has a double meaning, a hidden meaning. And this is what this song is about. Kauai ka holo holo, I ka pomali na lai lai. E kino ho'o na onea, I nā hoku o ka lani. Komai, komai ana ke he ana, o ka pua o ka pikake. E hale hale ia mai, makani kolo nahe. Holono. Holono ana ike kani. Honne honne aka ukulele. Meka mele ho o hao oli. Holo holo ika puu vai. Huli aku. Huli aku kaua ii uka. Ika a ana kukui. Huli ke mena hoku. Ke kaua hana pali. Haina. Haina mai ka puana. Ika pomahina lai lai. Holono ana ike kani. Honi honi aka ukulele. Haina ho. Haina mai ka puana. Ika pomahina lai lai. Holono ana ike kani. Honi honi aka ukulele. Lava. Kalei nana. Polai lai. We have two students of a different halau. They competed last year at our hula competition in Tahitian, and they placed first and third at the competition. They did very well. They're haumana, or students of hula, and they like to do two numbers. The first number is called He Ui. Ui again means beautiful, and kauna there is about a guy looking at a beautiful girl, and a girl giving him the come on, sort of. And finally, they end up getting married. Eui. About a big hand. Beautiful. How many of you have seen the movie Lilo and Stitch? All the kids then. Okay, they want to do that number, their version of the number Lilo and Stitch. Right after that, they're going to have the kids come up and learn how to do it, okay? This should be fun. Okay, here we go. Thanks to Disney. The Keikis want to come up and learn part of this number? Come on up, the children. You can come up too. Come on. What about the big children? Anybody who wants to come up can come up and try it. They're just going to do a part of it, not the whole thing. But line up in the back. Have them come in the back here. Make a long line. Okay, you're going to learn the basic steps first. The basic step is called a kaholo. Kaholo, you take two steps to the right. One, two, stop. One, two, back to the left. One, two, one, two. Actually, one, two, point, one, two. Okay? Okay, then all you have to do is watch their hand motions as you dance. Okay, let's do just the beginning part. Just follow them and see if you can follow along, okay? Try it.
Okay,
put your hands on your head, follow what they do.
Oh, bye.
Okay, I thought they did a pretty good job. Thank you. We're surprised how much the children retain watching the movies. I've heard them sing the whole thing. Some little kids like this singing the whole thing. I didn't know all the words, but they were going through the whole song. What we like to do now is bring our hula dancer back out to do a very popular number. It was done in the movie Blue Hawaii by Elvis Presley. And one of the most popular person in Hawaii. They love Elvis Presley. And we're going to have Kalei Nani come out to do the Hawaiian Wedding Song. This is the modern version of the Hawaiian Wedding Song. And this is our theme for this year, part of our theme, marriage. The most popular song, Hula in Hawaii. The most asked for number, like Happy Birthday. I'd like to do another song that's written in Hawaii a long, long time ago. See if you recognize this song. Ahi Bela, my name loko, ikahana, ake aloha, e la la, ve mai kuki no, koni koni lu, wa ika puwai. Twinkle, twinkle, little star, how I wonder what you are up above the world so high, like a diamond in the sky. Ipo, ipo, hoku, ha-o, ha-o. kou kai mana I ka lani ahi vela mai nei loko I ka hana a ke aloha e lala vene kuki Koni koni lu kwa I ka puwai Koni koni lu kwa I ka puwai. How many of you recognize that song? We did Twinkle Twinkle a little different, but that's how they do it in the island. Do you have any questions about Hawaii? Any type of questions? Excuse me?
When did the guitar arrive to Hawaii? How did it turn into business?
Okay, this is called an ukulele. People call it ukulele, but it's not a ukulele. It's a uku. Ukulele. Uku in Hawaii means flea. And lele means to jump up and down. When the Hawaiians saw the Portuguese people coming in into the islands, they watched them playing it. To them, it looked like fleas were jumping on the strings and moving it back and forth. So the Hawaiians came up with their version of the Portuguese instrument and call it the ukulele. This is the instrument of the Hawaiian people. If you have an ukulele, you can do a hula show, you can do anything with an ukulele. Of course, since then they've added the guitar and the bass. Now everything's gone electronics. So it's loud, it's not soft music like it used to be, but it's louder than it used to be. We have different type of instruments. Back there in the middle between those two boards, there's a pahu, hula pahu. That's a drum, and it's made from the trunk of a palm tree. Basically, they use the palm trees. They hollow it out. And the skin for the top, this one is deer skin. But normally, we use shark skin from the tiger shark. That's the best skin because it's the right thickness to make a drum with. At the bottom, we have holes cut forming designs, normally of the different ohana clans. And with that design, you pull the rope down and tie it through the designs and patterns at the bottom. Next to it is a big gourd. It's called an ipuheke. It is used for ancient dance like the hula pahu. It's only ancient dance. If the Hawaiians see you using it for anything else, they would get very angry. The small one on this one with the red and white lei and the shells is called an ipu, a gourd. And it's used for modern hula, along with different implements. Like the uli uli, which is a feathered gourd, and the pu'ili, which is a split bamboo. That's basically our tools. When you go to that board there, it'll show you our theme for this year, rites of passage. The birth, marriage, and death of the, we chose King Kamehameha, or the royal family, because it's more interesting than a common person. So go over to the board and look through it. It shows the two different dynasties. On the right is our last dynasty, King Kalakaua. And the last ruling monarch was Queen Liliu Okalani. Oh, okay. Okay, let me... I'm 65 next week. So sometimes the mind don't function as it used to function. So I want to do one of our old chants. This chant was made for King Kamehameha, the one on the board there. King Kamehameha the First, King Kamehameha the Great. And it's about the spear makers. They made spear. He was very well, very famous for spear fighting. He was the best warrior in spear fighting. He could beat anybody. That's why he became the best fighter, warrior, and the ruler. I'm going to do that chant as soon as I can find it. I did that one in high school when I graduated back in 1937. Yes, I went to Kamehameha School. And Kamehameha School is probably it's the richest high school anyway, probably the richest school in the world. It's worth billions of dollars. Our Princess Pauahi, who was the last heir to the Kamehameha Estates, which makes up little over a third of the Hawaiian Islands, inherited several hundred thousand acres. And a lot of it is in Waikiki. And the people that renting hotels pay a lot of money. And all that money goes to educate the... You have to be at least a quarter Hawaiian to get into the school. If your parents are faculty members, they'll allow you to get into the school. But other than that, you have to be part Hawaiian. We have Hawaiian there, like names like Rodriguez, O'Sullivan, Shimizu, Wong. No, it's not a public school, it's a private school. It's a private school. You have to be part Hawaiian. So most of the names up there, my classmates said, one of my best friends, and later on my brother-in-law, was Pat Silva, real Hawaiian name. They call him Kalani. So he said, I don't like the name Pat Silva, I like Kalani better. Because everybody wants to associate themselves with being Hawaiian in the islands. Everybody who lives in the island gets a nickname, Hawaiian nickname. You know, no matter if you're white, black, green, pink, purple, they give you a Hawaiian name according to what you do. Kanaka Nui, a lot of people call Kanaka Nui. The white people are usually big, you know, big guys. We call them Kanaka Nui, which means big man. So we have a lot of names for them. This chant is about the island of Hawaii in Waimea. That's my hometown. I did this in 1907. And it's called Holy Waimea. Holy Waimea, ikai hea kamakani. How my na lea kiki pupu. He lao kala ihi iena keanu. Yo kana hele o mahiki. Kua kula o e kamalana ea kiki pupu. No luka makaoka o Hawaii uli. Nini au e haka pua o koa e hai ke anu kana hele o waikae. E ala, e ala, e ha, aha e. Hole Waimea. He no no Kamehameha, a tribute to King Kamehameha. You have any other questions? A lot of people usually have questions about the island, about hula, about anything else.
Okay. But, as I understand, there are several different meanings to the word aloha.
Right.
Could you illustrate the proper usage of them?
Okay. In a normal greeting, when you greet your friend, you say aloha. Actually, when you say aloha, that was made for tourists. In Waikiki. The Hawaiian green is not long like that. It's normally aloha. Aloha means the breath. Ha means breath. It's like the coming from the heart. Your breath of life from your heart. That's the true meaning of aloha. Aloha is used if you have a girlfriend. Aloha wau ia oe. You can tell your girlfriend that. You can tell your wife or your girlfriend. Aloha wau ia oe. I love you. Or aloha kakahiaka, good morning, have a good morning. They use it in many different greetings. Aloha awinala, good afternoon. Aloha po, good night. Aloha aumoe, have a good sleep, have a good rest. Because aloha is used before many different words. Depends what you're doing. If you're going to sleep, you say aloha aumoe. If you're eating, you say aloha pa'ina, have a good feast. So you can use aloha in many ways. You can use it almost in anything you do. Just put it before the word you use, and there's a greeting. Okay?
Well, thank you very much.
Okay. Thank you. Aloha.
Mahalo.
Mahalo, you know that. Mahalo means thank you, and ahui ho means goodbye. Ahui ho, goodbye.
Yes.